It's time for our sports here on Robin Hood Radio. We'll start off with Major League Baseball. Yankees over the Blue Jays 5-3. Gleyber Torres had a 3-run home run in that game to put the Yankees once again in their victory column. Half the Yankee runs this year, half of them, have been scored via the home run. Nationals beat the Mets by a score of 8-3. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Angels 4-2. The Red Sox fell to the Braves 5-3. So what does that do? Well, that still gives the Yankees and the Mets, I think, still the best record in baseball. Each one of them. I know the Yankees have the best record in baseball. The Yankees are now 22-8. 4 games in front of Tampa Bay, 6 in front of Toronto, 9.5 in front of Baltimore, and 11.5 in front of Boston. Yankees win percentage is .733. And the next best win percentage in baseball belongs to the Dodgers, they're next best, and then it's the Mets. And then it's the Mets. So that's where that stands. But the Yankees, 22-8, 30 games into the season, 120-game season, probably 160-game season, so they're not even 25% of the way there, but they're close to that. 10 more games, and you'll have a quarter of the season in the books. So anyway, so that's where that stands in baseball. All right. Taking a look at scores, we'll go to the NBA. The playoffs continue there. Milwaukee over Boston, 110-107. Milwaukee leads that series 3-2. Last night, the Memphis Grizzlies defeated Golden State 134-95. Golden State leads that series 3-2. Coming up today, Miami takes on the 76ers, and Phoenix takes on Dallas. Taking a look at the National Hockey League, the Rangers bounce back and beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-3. The Penguins lead that series 3-2. The Panthers over the Capitals 5-3. Florida leads that series 3-2. Calgary defeated Dallas 3-1. Calgary leads that series 3-2 as well. All right. Trying to think if there's anything else. No, that's about it, really. There's not that much to talk about. We covered basketball and baseball. Anyway, the Nets in basketball news are non-committal on Kyrie Irving's future. The quote from the front office: "We need people that want to be here. We need people that want to be here." It says a lot about what they think. All right. Of course, in baseball, Aaron Judge's contract talks aren't being discussed. But you know what? He bet on himself. Didn't rush into a contract. And right now, he leads the majors in home runs. He's having an outstanding year so far. If he stays healthy, he's going to be able to write his own ticket, whether it's with the Yankees or anybody else. That's the type of year right now he's having. All right. And the PGA Tour is in a bit of a quandary. PGA Tour golfers will not get releases to play in the Saudi-backed rival league. Greg Norman said on Tuesday he doesn't answer to the Saudi government despite its backing of his rival league. The tour told players who are seeking releases and notified all players of the decision in its memo, the Associated Press reported. The first LIV golf tournament is set for June 9th through 11th at the Centurion Club outside of London. Quote, we have notified those who have applied. The request has been declined in accordance with the PGA Tour tournament regulations. As such, tour members are not authorized to participate in the Saudi Golf League's London event under our regulations. End quote. As a membership organization, we believe the decision is in the best interest of the PGA Tour and its players. Meanwhile, Greg Norman is the CEO of LIV Golf Investments, funded primarily by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. The league's first tournament will have a 48-man field competing for a $20 million purse over 52 holes. The winner gets $4 million and the last place person gets $120,000. Five of their tournaments are scheduled for the U.S., a direct challenge to the PGA Tour because its regulations don't allow for any release for tournaments held in North America. So, we'll see. Here's what Norman should have just kept his mouth shut. Norman defended the Saudi-backed league in an interview with Sky Sports, quote, they're not my bosses. We're independent. I do not answer to Saudi Arabia. I do not answer to MBS. Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud. I answer to my board of directors, and MBS is not on that. It's as simple as that, so the narrative is unique. He said he does understand people's concerns about the source of the money funding his tour, considering the history of human rights abuses in Saudi Arabia. But he argued the country was attempting to make cultural changes from within. Quote, it's reprehensible what happened with the journalist. Own up to it, talk about it, he said. But you go back to Saudi Arabia, they're making cultural changes from within to change that. They don't want to have the stigma sitting over there. Greg Norman's take. Shut up, Greg. You should have just gone and left it with your first statement. Yes, they help fund you, but you're the CEO of your own league and you don't take directions from them. We'll see. All right, that is a check on sports this morning on Robinhood Radio.